Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how Jill is helping a little old lady from Pasadena prepare her estate. Jill, you can't make this stuff up. I titled it like this because I know you like the Beach Boys.
It is a little old lady from Pasadena, too. And I love the Beach Boys.
For all of you young listeners out there, there's a song by the Beach Boys. Well, never mind. You don't care. Hey, as always, I can't wait to talk about this. But before we do, let's take a question.
Sure. Okay. We have a question from a caller. Robert from San Francisco asks, when do I need title insurance?
Oh, that's a good question.
And
it comes up all the time. Hey, if you want to be on the show and you want to have us read your question or actually even be on the show, call 888-735-5045 and we will listen to your message and give you a call back and talk a little bit more. If you're funny, we'll have you on the show. If you sound like Eeyore, we'll probably just read it. Sorry, Robert from San Francisco.
Uh-huh. So answer the question, Stephen. Answer the question, Claire.
It's
I have something to say about that, too. Go ahead.
It's when do you need title insurance? Well, the hard and fast rule cutting to the super chase for us is if we buy an asset for more than about $4,000 or $5,000, we almost always get title insurance. And the reason is not because we're concerned, but it's more because when we go to sell it, it just makes regular buyers, especially retail buyers, more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you need title insurance without what I just said? When you're buying a house, you know, when you're spending a lot of money, when there's any question in your mind that there may not be a clean chain of title. But mm-hmm. The way that we do it and the way that we teach it and all of our members do it, there's pretty much there's not no question, but your risk is so low, you kind of act as your own title agent / escrow mm-hmm. agent because you check to see who owned it and who owns it. That's what we teach.
You're a very informed buyer.
Yeah.
You are. You are a very informed buyer. That's exactly right.
You're not. This isn't. We show you exactly how to do it and we provide the tools. We have a product called Data to Doorstep where you get all the data to send mailers out. And it's literally an ongoing constantly replenishing database that First American Title, among many other customers, uses to write title policies. So we're literally getting the exact same, and so are our members, our Data to Doorstep members, getting the exact same data that people use, that escrow and title agents use to write policies. So mm-hmm. Does that answer the question?
I think that answered the question. Do you want to hear my funny story?
Yes, I do.
Just before we jump into our little old lady. No, a funny thing.
You have that look in your eye like you're kind of thinking.
Do you know why?
Go ahead, because I bet it's funny as heck.
Well, because I'll forget. That's exactly why.
I don't know. I thought you were like reading a script in your head.
No, that is the truth. Oh my gosh. I have so much on my mind right now and it's all good stuff. We're just so busy with Land Academy and Land Stay, and we're going to interview somebody cool in a little bit. And, I'll tell you now, it's John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire. We're going to interview him today. And so I have so much on my mind that if I don't say it, I will forget what I was going to say. So no, when I said answer the question, Claire, that made me think of John Hughes.
Yeah.
And the director, producer, everything from the 80s, right? 80s, 90s, 90s?
Yeah.
So anyway, so leftover from Valentine's weekend, there's a few theaters in town that are running. They're rerunning the movie Pretty in Pink. So I happen to be going to that tonight. And I heard that there's even like an alternate ending that we did not see that they're going to show after the
movie.
Awesome. I know. So I'm pretty darn excited about that. So anyway, that was my little thing I had to say. Okay. So little old lady in Pasadena.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have a story. I'm sure you're, well, I'm not sure. Can I guess what the story is?
Yeah. Can you guess?
I bet you're buying a bunch of property from a senior citizen female who's from Pasadena, California, whose husband maybe passed away recently or maybe in the distant past. And now maybe she's got some kids and we sent her a letter probably like 4 years ago or 18 years ago. And she called you and said, you know, Jill, I want to get stuff organized. I'm getting a little older.
Are you even snooping around my desk?
No. No, is any of that true at all? Because that's a typical situation.
Super close. She does live in Pasadena. She and her husband inherited a bunch of property out in the Palm Desert area.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And he's sick.
Mm.
He's with us, but he's sick.
Okay.
And that is prompting her to get things in order, and she needs my help. The great news is he's still with us, so everybody can you know, make the transfer and everything easy, but she's in charge of the transaction. And, you know, that's brings up something valuable for everyone to kind of know. Well, sometimes people need our help. You know, and it's not necessarily elderly. There may be, who knows, whatever's going on in people's lives. You know, there's a time to take a step back and help people out. And I'm really, there's some things that I'm doing for her that I don't do for every transaction, and kind of holding her hand through and you know, and making sure it's real easy for her and you know, making sure, you know, it's a good fair price and she's happy, everybody's happy. So it's
a beautiful story, Joe. I feel a warm inside.
It's true. But that's something, you know what? That makes me mad. I got to tell you, by the way, if I ever hear people like giving people a hard time about stuff like this and they're short with them or something, forget it. And I've actually talked to sellers when they're selling me their property that they have said, you know, I want to sell to you. You are nice. You're helping me. You know, you're a real person. You know, you're going to make it really easy for me. Yeah. I looked you up. You know, I trust you. You know, there's a long list. I've heard them all. And it's important to be a stand-up person.
What would you say to somebody who says, I haven't heard this really in a long time, but somebody said this to me. Well, all through my career, people have said some version of this. Serious skeptics. And this is actually before Land Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you taking advantage of this little old lady from Pasadena? Why aren't you giving her absolute market price for her property? She's old. Her husband's sick. What's wrong with you?
What would you
say to that?
Have you
answered that? I haven't heard that in a while. I'm just being, you know, devil's advocate, skeptic, whatever. I can answer it for you if you'd like.
I know. I haven't. You know, it's funny. I haven't had that in a long time.
Because you're nice.
Thank you.
Because you're a sweet, nice person on the phone. And I'm angry.
You know, so here's my explanation. She could do that. I'm not going to pay that. Maybe somebody will. To maybe get that price, it's going to involve a lot of work. It's going to involve 6 months or a year. I hope her husband's around then.
No, why aren't you?
Why aren't I doing
it? Why aren't you paying market price?
Because that's not what I do. Because I'm not going to live there and love it. I'm a wholesaler. I'm going to buy it and sell it to somebody who is going to move on and live there and love it.
You're actually providing some free advice and recording deeds for her. You're providing some value.
I am,
in lieu
too.
Of full price.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly.
I'm being satirical, but that's really what I think that's the answer. I mean, it's not just buying the property. Hey, it's the old milk thing, right?
Right.
It's the old milk. I use the milk example. You can buy right now. You can go buy a gallon of milk at a convenience store, at a grocery store, or at a Walmart big box.
Mm-hmm.
They're three very different prices. So why are the prices different? Well, it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't yell at the clerk for charging whatever the number is, $5 or $4 for milk. Mm-hmm. It's not, you don't, no, you go in there and you pay it. You know how much it's going to cost before you go in there.
But they also incurred those costs. I'm also incurring those costs too.
Right, right.
I'm paying the notary. I'm paying for the recording. I'm doing the deeds. I might be tracking down a deed. You know, I'm doing all of that, making it super, super easy. You know, and it's, you know what, Stephen? I have no trouble selling my car on Craigslist and just walking away.
Me either.
So there is no difference as far as I'm concerned.
Jill, I couldn't agree more, but mm-hmm. it just comes up. I told, this is unusual. We agree on this.
You're so funny. We agree all the time.
I know. It's fun not to agree with you. Especially on
I think
air.
You do that to me on purpose. I think you do that. I think you're kind of, you know what? My brother used to do this. I'm going to tell you exactly what my brother used to do. My parents
That's
would
every
ask.
Every man's dream to be compared to
Sorry.
A woman's brother.
No.
You know, you remind me a lot of my mother, too.
I didn't say my dad. I said my brother. He's cool. Okay. So anyway, my dad's cool too. But you're so funny. I swear, Jeff used to wait for me to answer. Mom would say, "Where do you guys want to go to eat?" And I'd blurt out something. He'd wait for me to say it so he could say something else.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? Because he just wanted to, I think he just wanted to invoke some little brother.
I'm sure of it.
Controversy. He still is.
I have a theory about siblings who, that the natural order of things. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
So, you know how siblings, it's just universal. I don't care where you go. They just pound the heck out of each other, figuratively and literally. And they just get in, they're like the worst enemies there ever. Natural enemies when they're little.
It's very true.
And I think that, you know, it's a, back from a survival thing.
I think so.
You know, like,
I'm
like
sure.
If the, you know, I don't know how far back you have to go for this to be a reality, but maybe if you, if there's three or four kids and there's a limited supply of whatever, you know, two of them got to go.
Yeah. That's
because it just cracks me up. I have story after story after story of siblings just halfway murdering each other. I have to say, I think it's just funny for some reason.
Oh, yeah, we did
that. It's not normal. It's not normal to think that it's that funny.
I think it's funny.
You
know what? And anybody listening right now that has little kids, right now they're going, uh-huh, because their kids are in the back car, you know, beating themselves up right now.
He's touching me.
Exactly. That's my side. Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, did I properly talk about my little lady from Pasadena?
Yeah, I think the one last question I had about that was, you said you're, like, going above and beyond. So people who require this, and I'm saying this for our listeners and members because it comes up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that they're arranging for estates or settling estates. You said you're going above and beyond for that type of person. What does that mean?
I had one as a matter of fact, last night I talked to a gentleman. I called him, or I was catching up on my 80,000 things that acquired over 2 weeks. And I called a gentleman back and he has a property that, oh my gosh, it was his dad's and his uncle's. They're both passed. He thought he was the only one on the deed. Long story short, I pulled up the county website. I was talking to him on the phone. I just went right to the county website. It was in California and they have a great website. Pulled it up and it's a garbled mess, if you will.
Lots of owners.
It has 50% of him. This is a true story. It shows 50% ownership is the guy that I'm talking to as joint tenants. Okay, I'm okay. And then the other 50% was his uncle who passed on, tenants in common. I'm like, oh no. Yeah, exactly. So.
Oh no.
I know. And I'm like, okay, we have a problem. And I didn't tell. I was really nice and with him on the phone. And he's like 60. Seriously.
Can I ask a few technical, this is supposed to be funny, but I'm going to ask a couple of technical questions.
Sure.
Are there two APNs?
No, it's one APN.
Okay, that's good.
One APN pulls up all this information. So the bottom line is, and it was a 2.5 acre property.
Oh.
I said, here's the deal. I said, your best bet at this point, because it was from 10, 15 years ago recorded wrong. I said, you're going to probably have to get an attorney to get it fixed.
Yeah.
So, and I was very nice and honest with him. This is my going above and beyond. He thanked me so much. And so I pretty much said, hey, if you work this out if you work it out, if it's worthwhile to work it out, you know, and you want to sell it, let me know. I know he'll call me back. But basically I told the guy, look, if you call an attorney and go through the whole motions and he says it's anything more than like $2,000 or $3,000 to fix it. I said, walk away.
Yeah, so I know
I wouldn't if
Jill and I are getting all technical right now, and that wasn't my intention. I mean, the definitions of tenants in common and joint tenants and stuff. So if you have any questions about that, please and have some fun with it. Go out on Success Plant and ask some satirical questions to everybody out there, like what the heck were Steve and Jill talking about on that show called The Little Old Lady from Pasadena? And they'll explain it to you.
Sorry,
and
if buddy,
you still
I just
can't.
Went off on a tangent there.
No, it's okay. It's, you know, we have to because there. I don't want to make this sound hard, but that's why we're so successful because we know what we're doing. Our members know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just for no reason that we're out there, you know, helping people get out of their property.
Mm-hmm.
In California, there's a very simple way to go through a very quick probate. It's called a short asset probate or something. But with tenants in common, and I don't know how long, that's going to be tough.
Yeah. So here's my point. I gave out free advice. I really helped the guy. If he does work it out, I know darn well he's going to call me back.
Well, I'll tell you, between you and me, he has no choice. That's the only person who's going to work this out for him is you. I'll tell you right now.
Exactly.
And I've done this before. That's a mess.
Exactly.
What I'm going to tell you after, I'll tell you in a minute.
So, hey. But it was a really good guy and a happy ending. It'll be fine.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. There's no way that deal's going to happen.
I'm sorry. Did I get too technical?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
Not at all. Well, you never have to apologize.
Okay, thank you. Well, I thought
everybody
I didn't want to.
No matter what you say, everyone loves you two times as much as me.
Thank you. I didn't want to go too deep on stuff and like everybody go, what is she talking about? But here's the bottom line. If some of this is all Greek to you, you'll learn it. You know,
yeah.
And we'll help you. So it's not hard. We can help you. You'll learn this stuff. It's really not that
hard. There's
a
way to get that deal done. Did you see a map on it?
Yeah. I didn't even get that far. Well, actually, I did. Because I was on the. It's a really good county site.
It is? Oh, it's not. Okay.
No.
That deal's over.
It kind of is.
It breaks your heart, doesn't it?
It
you get
does.
Attached to these people.
I did. I felt bad for the guy. He's walking around thinking, I'm like, shucks.
That
it's not as easy as you think it is.
It's a deal board deal where you explain it all and say it's just not worth it. But if you're learning and starting out, maybe it's a good place to, you know.
Maybe.
You know? It's. I guess it's not. I wish I had a camera. I wish this was a TV episode.
Wait, now.
Jill's
this is
like, no way.
Some of the stuff that we teach, though. If it's too complicated, walk away. And it's not worth it, walk away. That's okay.
Thank you, Jill. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.